And you mentioned in the EXACT trial, the full package insert dose of capecitabine was utilized. How do you approach dosing both in the adjuvant and metastatic setting of capecitabine?
Yeah. Well, I think that's very important to know that in the metastatic disease setting, this is palliative therapy. And I think in general, we have been using a lower dose of capecitabine. We've been using 2,000 milligrams per meter square simply to reduce the risk of hand-foot syndrome and other toxicities related to capecitabine. The problem in the adjuvant setting is that you really have to use the dose that has been found to be effective. You really can't attenuate these patients to begin with. And the reason is simply that 5-FU is metabolized primarily through a DPD route. And if you lower the dose to begin with, you're going to be undertreating a certain number of patients. And in fact, I would argue that if 60% of the patients have any form of hand-foot syndrome, you're talking about 40% of patients who did not have any hand-foot syndrome. So if you lower the dose to begin with of the capecitabine, you're probably undertreating 40% of the patients. So I would be very careful. I would tell the patients that they have about a 17% risk of blistering and peeling, but that will resolve, and then we'll lower the dose. But that is what comes with the territory. But I wouldn't advise anybody to start at a lower dose than those that were used in the EXACT study.